Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Lucas McCurdy and Joshua Crisp, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by Martentum.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast. We are excited to have a new guest with us. But first, I want to introduce my co-host, Josh Crisp.
Hey, man.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good, good, good. Well, today we have Chris Moorman. He is with Markentum, and he's going to be here with us today.
Hey, guys.
Talking about senior living marketing. So we've got a lot of good topics to hit, I hope it's going to provide a lot of value back to our listeners, because if there's one thing that investors, owners, and operators are interested in is their reputation. And reputation is kind of another way of saying your brand.
Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit, Lucas, just maybe on some other podcasts, but even amongst ourselves, is we don't think the senior living industry as a whole does a real good job at telling our story,
right,
at branding. So super excited to have Chris with us today from Markentum to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, first let me say as well, guys, that it is awesome to be a part of this show. I am excited about the future of Bridge the Gap. I know that you guys have already got some great episodes under your belts and some really great guests. So it's, you know, an honor to be here today with you talking through this. I'm going to make shameless plugs all episode long, because we are talking, you know, we're in a digital world. And I think that's going to be part of our conversation today. There's just sea change as we're moving. Anytime you have major advances in technology, whether it's printing press or internet, those kinds of things, there's just change that has to happen.
I agree.
And so we are a part of that. So
exactly.
Once again, Bridge the Gap. If you're not following these guys, Lucas and Josh, all the social media platforms, if you're not listening, if you're not tuned into this podcast, you need to get on that right now. You could hit pause on this episode, follow us, and then join back in and hear what we have to say.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we're getting to the point, like, it's time to rate and review. Like, you need to go onto iTunes and you need to give us...
Who is the better looking host?
You need to give us...
Josh or Lucas?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
You can give us one star. You can give us five stars. We prefer five. But, I mean, come on. Give us some feedback here. It's time. It's just time.
Do you remember that old website, Hot or Not?
I don't remember that one. No, I don't. I feel like
Do you remember MySpace?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Man, you just took me back.
There it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's dive in. Let's, you know, I want to talk about branding.
Absolutely.
What are you seeing in the industry? Like, what's going on, what's not going on, and what should be going on?
So with branding, there is a lot of conversation right now about, you have these amazing organizations, you have amazing companies, and they're starting to recognize that there has been this shift. So they've invested, you know, lots and lots of time, lots of thought into, you know, into their brand, into what they look like as people are coming into, you know, their locations. And now they're starting to recognize, okay, this is important for us as we're moving, you know, further into the 21st century to be aware that we need to have congruency between, you know, online, offline branding, that everyone is our audience now. It's a worldwide audience. So what does it look like to engage all parts of our audience and keep that, you know, that branding congruent, that voice, what we look like, what we sound like, how is that being represented well to everyone?
So branding, you know, I think for a lot of people, that can be a daunting task. It seems like there's so much that goes into branding. Talk us through some practical steps for groups out there that want to even just brainstorm where you start. Take us through that from step to step, what we need to be doing.
Sure. So a lot of the branding process has to do with, what are the specific audiences? We know in you know, senior living, most of the time that's an adult daughter. Most of the time that's family. We recognize family is so important. I think that's why we're all involved in this. I know for myself personally, I had a grandmother who passed away with dementia. And so there's a lot of that story that's involved in my story. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about branding, it really is about recognizing that our audiences are involved. There's emotional connection to what's taking place. And so when we walk people through understanding their brand voice, it's saying, what does your company sound like? If this was a person, mm-hmm. are they friendly? Is your persona the neighborhood checkout lady that everyone talks to? Or maybe, you know, your persona right now is a little bit more like that woman standing on a corner waving a sign, and we want to get away from that. So sure. It's walking people through, this is what are the words to describe who you are? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings you're looking to evoke? We're saying, this is your brand. It's important. And we are going to like build this whole personality around your brand. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the first steps that we sit down with people and we kind of walk them through that process and allow them to tell us. We want to hear from them. What is it that you're trying to communicate as a personality to other people?
I love that. And one particular thing I think is so important that we don't consider enough is the audience, because senior living, that's a big term. We've talked about even in some of our other episodes how senior living may not even be the term
right.
for the next generation and how much it's changing. So from state to state, assisted living, you know, means different things. Senior living means different things. Independent living. So our audience is vast.
Yeah.
And I think that's really critical for owners, for stakeholders that are considering branding, to really take a step back and define their audience
sure.
and their culture and what they want to communicate. I think that's a huge key.
Well, and it can be a challenge, right? Because yes, where today maybe the majority of the influencers in that decision might be the adult daughter or the adult child. But I also think, and you may be seeing this too, Chris, is that, you know, the aging population's out there also making these decisions. They're saying, market to me.
Absolutely.
I'm the one that's going to be living there.
Yeah, I think that's a part of that moment that we're at historically, where we are, what we're talking about, bridge the gap, right? That gap is being bridged in terms of who is using technology right now.
Sure.
Everyone is coming online. That's no longer a young people do it, old people don't do it. Everyone is using.
Good point.
Yeah, and I think I was shocked, and I can't remember the statistic off the top of my head, but I was actually talking with you guys a couple years ago and going through this process of branding and internet marketing
right.
and platform thinking. And you guys were blowing my mind when you were talking about consumer education and how many people are going to the internet for their research now. And it's the first gateway to your community. And you right. think in our industry, how much the story isn't being told accurately. So this is really, really cool. This consumer education piece, I think it ties to a couple of different groups too. We could probably name a lot today, but we were talking again on another episode about the labor challenges and really putting our culture out there. So this is really relevant for that consumer piece for the adult daughter or the growing population of older adult that's maybe going to be searching for themselves
right.
in the next generation, but also team members that want to know about what kind of culture am I joining? What does it look like over
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
So what are you seeing people doing in that space?
There are so many pieces involved in this whole process. It's really exciting when you start to think about resources. You start to think about organizations, companies, recognizing that they're not just providing one specific service, but they are a part of a larger conversation. They're a part of bringing information. They're a part of bringing help to, you know, whether it's the family or someone that's looking. I think that's a really exciting part. You mentioned, seniors, aging adults, there are people that are saying, we want to investigate. We want to research. Mm-hmm. We want to see what's going on. So they're spending time online in that education world saying, we're not going to move into this place. I've done interviews where we go in. Part of our process is to interview the seniors we want to hear their stories, right? We want to help these communities. We want to help people share the stories that are right there in their communities. And so in hearing them, they're saying, I'm the one. I picked this room.
Right.
I picked this place because I'm spending time online and I was able to see, I was able to, find these amenities, find these things that were interesting to me.
Right.
I made these decisions because we have this active lifestyle where we're saying, man, I'm healthier. I'm wanting to maintain that, that activity level.
Yeah.
And so they're part of that. Then what you mentioned just now, certainly part of the workforce where people that are looking for career, they're going, okay, well, what does this look like? What is this, what are the benefits of being a part of this culture? What are other people saying? I don't know about you guys, but a lot of, I'm basing a lot of decisions, whether it's a movie or, a surfboard or whatever, on what other people are saying about that brand.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me. I'm going to go, there are all kinds of different, business aggregators, these services that are letting me be a part of a bigger conversation. And we talked about that a little bit where, there are people that are saying, okay, maybe this isn't so important to me. I'm just going to do a good job, brick and mortar. And then when they find me, they'll see that. And it's almost like putting your head in the sand, right? Where you're saying that review process is out there, whether you like it or not. And people are enjoying that conversation and sharing that information. We are in this age of information. And so being a part of that, nurturing that and providing some of that resource. So yeah, whether it's, the person that's in the community, whether it's the family member, whether it's the person looking for a career, they're all participating in, the review process.
Yeah.
Google's a big deal for a reason.
So I've got a question for you. You don't want to get too crazy and shifting gears.
Let's get real crazy.
Real life, I'm an operator.
Yes.
Been an administrator for years.
Hashtag real life with Josh. Go.
Absolutely. And so I can tell you, a lot of the communities I've managed or been part of, they're small, they're rural, secondary, tertiary markets. Mm-hmm. And so you don't really have an IT division, much less, a social media or an internet marketing division. So you're trying as a small community to be engaged online, or you're trying to be engaged in social media. And, my worst nightmare as an administrator is to put out the wrong message. Not only maybe sometimes that's better than just not putting out any message, is putting out the wrong message. And so it's really tough to relinquish and to delegate. Let's just use social media. So Sally in Life Enrichment takes the wrong picture and posts it. Mm. Like, what can we do as administrators to kind of set some standards, not only around the consumer education and branding piece, but just on the content that we're putting out there? What are resources, and how can we kind of up our IQ in the industry when maybe we don't have a lot of resources at the local community level?
Sure. And I love this question that you're bringing to the table, Josh, because one, we have to recognize no matter what area you're in, rural, metropolitan, everyone has cell phones, right? We're all online.
We're there.
It's what are we using now when emergency situations happen? Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be naive to think there aren't people in every different area of the United States, of the world. There's initiatives out there to bring the internet to every village, no matter big or small.
Yeah.
So we recognize how important this piece really is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's taking place now. This is not the future we're talking about. This is the current moment that we're in right now. So it gets exciting because Markentum loves to do exactly what you're talking about. The first idea that comes to mind for me, you guys are, it's Bridge the Gap. And so some of my favorite cities have really cool bridges, right? And I think, the city that I was born in, Portland, it's called Bridgetown. New York City, there's bridges all over the place. The idea is there's a central location, and these bridges serve as avenues to transport goods back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it bottlenecks if it's just one bridge, right? So we're saying we have to have multiple bridges. And I love that because that's really, for me, you guys are doing a fantastic job. This show is saying we want to bridge not just one gap. We're looking at all these different topics and saying, how do we provide these bridges into these different areas of senior living? So that's what we think of in terms of Markentum as well. We've got all these different pieces that work together. And we're saying we don't want to just provide one bridge. We want to provide all of the bridges so this traffic can move, you know, from the centralized place, which is your brand, which is your company, your organization, out to your different audiences. And we recognize that there's going to be different ways for that to happen.
Sure. To tell that story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So back to the other idea that there does need to be a growing awareness that these posts need to be a little bit refined, that there should be a conversation happening about, you know, I'm going to post, I'm going to be a part of that. So we have a process in place where we help people do that, where we say, okay, let's first recognize who you are, mm-hmm. what your brand is, how are you communicating, what's your voice?
Yeah.
Because if you have a personality, then you have a specific voice. So we recognize there's language involved in that. We know language is so powerful. So what does that language look like? Have you identified that as an organization? Have you identified these are the words that we use? These are the words that we don't use.
Sure.
This is how we speak. And so that starts to move into, you know, these are the types of pictures. These pictures communicate, you know, mm-hmm. picture is worth 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. And so we're saying, man, if you have someone out there communicating verbally about something, that's powerful. But even more so, what are the types of pictures you're posting? Are you aware of that? And so even to have that conversation is a step in the right direction. Rather than just saying like, oh, we're just going to post pictures whenever we want. No, having a little bit more of an intentional attitude and say, before we post, right. let's think through.
Be thoughtful.
Be mindful. Is this going to well represent the company, the organization that I'm a part of, regardless of the area? And maybe there's regions. And so, a community in the South could potentially have a different voice mm-hmm. than someone in the Northwest. And we recognize that. And so that, you know, consistency in what they're saying.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's a couple of things that you've mentioned that are probably the wrong path to take, which is to say the head in the sand. Like, okay, I'm not going to really address this. Well, guess what? You're saying something without saying something.
Yep.
And if you're not a part of the conversation, you're going to get run over. And then the other thing is, well, maybe it may not be a good decision to let the marketing social content to come from within. You may want to take, maybe that's not their area of brilliance. You might want to outsource that by bringing in somebody that understands how to tailor make that content and make it consistent to tell your story in the way that reflects appropriately your brand.
And we love being a part of that process. That's, for me, I think about, Markentum, these partnerships that we have mm-hmm. with other organizations. And we're saying, we want to get to know you on that relational level. So we know your voice. We know the personality. We know the audience. And we're speaking with you in this mm-hmm. conversation. And that way you could be an expert at what you're doing. And we are focused on being an expert in this area.
I think that's a really good point because as we've talked in the past, I think it's going to require partnerships. Our business, our industry has mm-hmm. become increasingly complex. You know, the days of having an online brochure, basically, and leaving that until you want to update the next brochure a few years later, those days are gone, and it's become a little bit complex. But I will say, you know, give just some kudos to you guys. I was talking to a marketing director recently, and they were sharing with me just within 8 or 9 months' time of partnering with you guys for what I would classify as, I don't know if this is the right term, but internet marketing,
sure.
where you came in and you helped them with the brand, you helped them identify who their stakeholders were, you helped create the website,
yes.
and you helped them with the social media and just a real content strategy. And no disrespect to, you know, your caring.coms or your Place for Moms or things like that, but they went from that being one of their chief referral sources and paying thousands of dollars a month to those referral agencies to, with a refined strategy and a small investment, to actually being able to cancel those referral agencies because they had all the referrals that they needed coming in through their own generation.
Exactly.
And so that was really fascinating to me. And I think something that, you know, when we talk about operator strategies and a different way of looking at things, that's something that's, we weren't talking about that, you know, 5-10 years ago, but now we are.
Well, I know, and the financial guys in the industry are constantly talking about market corrections.
Yeah.
This seems to be one on the branding and marketing
Absolutely.
Side that may be a market correction.
Yeah.
Yeah, an additional thing, just something that's exciting for us is Google is constantly making advances, right? You have these players in the game that are, you know, they're refining their algorithm. And one of the things that they said coming into 2018 was, we are going to actually do a more thorough job of analyzing the search to know that you're actually not looking for some of this third party, you know, website activity. You're looking, if I'm going to go in there as a family, they're looking for the specific community. And so there's a rewarding for the more organic search. There's, you know, in terms of ranking, SEO, all those things, we're at the place now where we want what we're actually looking for.
Buyers are
smart. We don't
want to
find, exactly.
They know.
And we're starting to recognize.
You can't trick them.
Exactly. And they're saying, I don't want to go through this long list until I now get to the actual thing that I'm looking for.
Right.
And so that's exciting for us because, like you said, Josh, there's all these pieces. I like to think of it as you're making a meal, right? We all eat. We all enjoy good food. And so you can kind of farm out, like, this person's going to bring this ingredient, that ingredient, that ingredient. We like to think, you know, there's a way of doing this comprehensively. So we're saying we're going to put the meal together.
Yeah.
Here are all of the ingredients. We're not going to count on somebody else to bring part of the meal or part of the, you know, this ingredient or that ingredient, and then leave it up to somebody else to kind of assemble and prepare the meal. We're saying we want to be there through the whole process. We want to prepare this meal start to finish, and then you get the benefit of that.
So meal. I think it's important that having that excellent meal done is the consistency over time, right? We want to eat good every day.
Yes.
And so as we wrap up, we got just a little bit more time left. What about developing a content strategy long-term for everything that we just talked about, from branding, web, telling that story, adopting this technology? How do you do that consistently over time, which is obviously the last winning piece of this?
Sure. The longevity part, it's like any good relationship, right? If I'm entering into a relationship with you, the thought isn't, I want this to be done in 2 weeks. It's not, I want, you know, I hope that I'm not talking to you anymore in 6 months.
Right.
If I'm entering into a relationship, if I'm entering into a really good partnership, I'm looking to the future. There's a sense of trust. There's a sense of expectation. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of hope for what we can accomplish together. So that's really what we are about in terms of, you know, when I think of the future of internet marketing, I think about long-term relationships where we're really cultivating that sense of, let's bring people back. Let's keep people connected. That's what being a resource is about. That's what generating original content for people. That's what understanding that persona is. All of those things fitting together, saying we are looking to continue with you. We want to, you know, long-term relationship. And what does that look like?
And that's the only way that you're going to get attention, people's attention, not just for a moment, but you're going to get it over time. And so I think you nailed it on the head.
Something I want to talk about,
yes,
because I think, you know, when we start getting into talking about this, I think if you're not already involved in all of this as an operator, I'm going to just put my operator hat on.
Yeah,
this absolutely. can sound a little bit daunting, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh geez, how much is this going to cost?
Right.
I'm also thinking,
right,
I don't have any more time to spare. What are you seeing, Chris, when you guys are working? What does that relationship look like, and what are administrators, what are operators saying, and how much time and energy are they having to invest, not only on the onboarding side of what you all do and just getting started, but what does that look like when we talk about content creation? Because there's so many different avenues of content, you know, from ebooks to blogs to social media and on and on and on and on. What is that going to look like? And is there just some base that we as operators need to know? Here, you've got to be at the minimum level to be even in the game. You know, you've got to come into it expecting this kind of time, money investment, and then to take it to the next level. Help us understand some of that.
Sure. That was a huge spread there, which is great. And it does seem daunting because there are so many pieces. And I think that's where, if I could speak to this at all, it would be to not be afraid. And that's what we're here for, is to help people. We're here to be that resource to help people walk through creating a specific strategy for where they're at in this process. Because some people may not have gotten started at all. And they're like, oh man, there's like a million things, and which one of these is the most important? I would say that in content strategy, one of the most important things right away is just understanding that brand and having consistency. So as you are adding the different elements to what you're doing, you recognize, okay, the way that we're doing this with what we're saying is staying the same. We're staying true to who we really are at heart. And that speaks, right? We're in a culture where we're saying, above all, let's be authentic. Let's be authentic. And so maybe you have, like a fantastic website, but you don't have an understanding in social. And we're saying, okay, we will help you to develop that area, because that's the area next for you. And I can't, Josh, you're saying like, I don't, every community, every organization looks a little bit different. They're coming in kind of, it's like some strengths, some weaknesses. And so it takes spending time getting to know them. So I would say that the biggest, like overall, in terms of that content strategy, is let's maintain being authentic. What does that look like? And then we evaluate and say, here's an area. Let's find the areas that we can work with you and cultivate those things to keep them true to who you are.
So one of the things that I love about Markentum and what attracted, I think, our relationship through the years is that you guys, while there is a ton of, it seems like, internet marketing companies, right? People contacting you all the time, wanting to boost your SEO, wanting to build you a website,
right?
All these different things. And I don't even know what half of those terms mean, and so it's a little bit confusing. And one of the things I was always concerned about is when I was interviewing companies, internet marketing companies, I felt like I was always having to educate them on our industry, because they're serving. So, anybody that wants a website or anybody that wants anything, they're doing that for them regardless of the space that they're in. One of the things that attracted me to you guys is that you've made a commitment to the senior living
Absolutely.
Space.
Yes.
And I was fascinated that many of your team members, whether it's in the social media, whether it's content creation, whether it's website, they have a vast, deep knowledge of senior living experience, which it saves me a ton of time because
Absolutely.
I don't have to educate them on what we're talking about.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that strategy and why you guys are so committed to this space and how you're kind of going after that.
I know for myself, coming onto this team, I love, shout out to the Markentum team. Every one of them is fantastic. They're doing they really are so dedicated to this idea that we're not just providing a service. We are participating. We are partnering with people to continue to build, to help develop and grow what they're doing. And beyond that, I think even in our interviewing process, because we have decided we want, you know, Markentum, we want to be focused on senior living. And there's some other great, other great people that are doing wonderful things and have decided to, you know, pick other areas to focus on. But we're saying we want to be focused on senior living. So for us, that gets into our hiring process, mm-hmm. where you may have some younger, younger team members, newer team members coming on. But even in our interview process, we are asking them, and more than not, we are deciding to go with team members that have, some background. They've got a story mm-hmm. with, a grandparent or a parent. There's somebody in their life where this resonates, this is real to them, this sure. is a part of their journey. And so that allows them to draw from some of that personal experience to investigate, to learn. And we really do. So that's kind of the next phase where we're saying we've tasked ourselves to stay attentive, to continue to educate ourselves on behalf of, we want to be part of the senior living conversation. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just respond. We want to be part of the change that's taking place. I want to be a part of shaping this whole conversation. I want to be a part of saying, man, what am I doing to make the lives of these people just stronger and healthier? And how am I bringing them into, a deeper understanding of what's going on? We feel like this is an amazing time where people are looking at the internet. People are going online to learn, and I get to be a part of that education process. So we task our team, not just in their specific department, but overall to continue to read, the topics, the episodes that are featured right here on this awesome podcast.
Yeah.
We're saying, like, you need to know about each one of these things because we're writing on behalf of, I wrote a blog on, the different demographics and what that looks like, how that's impacting Canada, mm-hmm. what's going on there. And so we are saying we aren't just responding, we are also participating in the conversation. So that's a part of our whole process to continue to make ourselves aware of that and lead into the future with those things.
You guys are part of actually driving culture and giving back to the industry that we all truly, truly love. And so I think that passion is so real and it's impossible to fake, which is the reason why
I'm getting heated up right now. I can keep going on this. Right?
Which is why the
I think, and that's what I love about this is like the passion. We know we have passion for this thing. We're going to do this.
Yeah. It's real and we're really about it. And we're really about it for the marathon, not the sprint.
Yep.
And so that's, I think that in a nutshell really wraps up what Bridge the Gap podcast is all about. What our attitudes really are is that we don't want to just exist in senior living, in the aging space. We want to be a part of transforming it to make it better, ultimately to give dignity, hope, and a great life to those that have already given their lives to their families, their careers, the country. I mean, it's just, there's so much there. And so I'm excited to continue to bring more episodes of Bridge the Gap. Chris, thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Being with
Thanks
us today.
Thanks, Chris. Today.
Thanks, Markentum, for just all the technical, the digital backing that you
Shout
guys
out to TIG.
Huge, huge. Yep. I mean, it's just, there's so much that goes into this. And you guys are really, really an asset. And we're just going to bring tremendous value over and over and over the best way that we know. So we'll continue the conversation through our social channels. We never want to just be one and done. We want to engage and bring in followers and recruit people into the space to attract them with our passion, to bring people alongside of us to say, hey, there's room for more. There's room for more. We got a big job to do. And so be looking for more there. And make sure you rate us, check us out online, and stay tuned for more episodes of Bridge the Gap podcast.